State Senator Kenny Titus of Wamego, who introduced the bill, says he'd essentially given up on its chances of advancing until an amendment was recently brought forth by Kansas City area State Senator Mike Thompson of Shawnee.
He came up with the idea, like, well, what if we tweak this to make it a little bit more palatable to the Kansas City metro area? So he took my bill and then tweaked it so that it would only take effect if Missouri also agreed to end daylight savings time. So I thought that was a good change.
The bill passed on a 33-7 vote last Thursday. Senator Brad Starnes of Riley also voted in favor. Federal law dictates that states can only opt out of daylight time, but then must recognize standard time year-round. There are currently 29 states with 42 bills and resolutions for permanent standard time. Titus says if enough states adopt such laws, it could be enough to force action from the federal government.
Getting on the record saying this is what we prefer, I think, does send a strong message to Congress. It clearly signals to our representatives that we'd like to support the change. And the more states that do this, the more likely it is Congress will take it up to avoid that sort of patchwork inconsistency.
Public opinion on daylight saving time is split, something reiterated even by President Donald Trump, who earlier this month said he would not push for an end to daylight saving time or to make daylight saving time permanent. Titus said there could be potential health benefits to remaining on standard time year-round.
The health benefits are they're almost indisputable on being on standard time because it lines up more with your natural sleep rhythm and the health and the safety benefits. There are studies it's better for kids going to school.
Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that currently don't observe daylight saving time. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples.